Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we begin our new study of creation and science according to Islam. I believe this is a very important study because Muslims will use what is written in the Quran concerning creation, Allah, which is the God of Muhammad, to prove that we worship the same God. Since Christians, Jews, and Muslims believe in the creation, believe in the Creator who created the creation, and that makes us believe in the same God. That is exactly what Muslims are doing here in the West. They will look at all these passages in the Quran and also what is written in the Hadith by Muhammad concerning the creation to tell the West that we worship the same God, the Creator of the universe. But is that true? This is what we'll discover in the next few broadcasts. I just would love to let you know that this is one of many of our presentations which we present in the Straight Way of Grace ministry. But here we will break it to small segments to be able to produce it to this radio broadcast. You can also read the same material in detail in our new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran. And that is what is written in the first chapter concerning the creation. First, listen to what Muslims said about God or Allah.
Both the Bible and the Quran talk about creation and the God Allah who created the universe, humans, angels, the jinn, animals, plants, and planets. Everything that exists in the universe. Therefore, Muslims claim that they obviously worship Allah, the same God of the Bible.
Exactly. For Muslims who look at the creation as it is written throughout the Quran, and the creation which is written in the Old Testament and throughout the Bible, they come to the conclusion that God is Allah and Allah is God. But is that true? The answer is absolutely not. It doesn't matter what other people claim about who is the one who brought this universe to existence. That does not make what they believe to be true. Especially when we know the details about their belief of the creation. You know, it's very simple to say Muslims, Christians, and Jews believe in the creation, but if you do not know what is really written in the Quran or what is taught by Muhammad in the Hadith, you will never know that the creation of Islam is different than our creation. As I always said to you in the past, I repeat again today, speaking in titles will give Muslim victory. What do I mean by that? Just to say, Muslim believe in creation, Christian believe in creation, Jews believe in creation, we all believe in one creation, therefore we worship the God of the creation, and that means Christian, Jews, and Muslim worship the same God. That's not true. Why do I say that's not true? It is simply because if you study the creation in depth, not just the title of Muslim believe in creation, but tell me more about what do they mean by they believe in Allah who created the universe. Give me more information about the creation of Islam. And that's when you will find out that the creation of Islam has nothing to do with the creation of the Bible. And that is what we will be doing here in our study. Even from this one piece of information, yes, the Bible and the Quran talk about creation, God or Allah. Who created the universe? Humans, angels, and then you hear the word jinn. What is jinn? That is the letter J-I-N-N. Do Christians believe in jinn? No. Do the Jews believe in jinn? No. So how can we say we believe in the same creation? It is only in the Quran and Muhammad saying of the Hadith we learn about the jinn. But nothing about the jinn ever exists in the Bible. Not even in any other books outside the Quran and the Hadith, we can ever find any information about the jinn. Who is the jinn? When did Allah create the jinn? The more you know about the jinn, the more you find out that the Quran creation or Islam creation have nothing to do with the Bible creation. Do you know that Muhammad taught the Muslims that jinn are some type of creatures who are between human and angels? They're not humans and they're not angels. And the jinn were created by Allah 1,000 years before Allah created the heavens and the earth. But on the other hand, as we will see in our study, Allah stated in the Quran that He created the universe and everything in the universe in 6 days. So we ask a question, how could Allah create the jinn 1,000 years before He created Adam and Eve if Allah created the whole universe and everything in the universe in 6 days? You see the contradiction here? But what is a jinn? Have you ever seen the movie Aladdin? Remember when he holds a lamp in his hand and he rub it, and then this genie came out of it and they make this funny voice, ha 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 ha, shubik lubik, abdak benedik, tamanna salasa tulbat, which is translated to English, your servant is between your hands, wish 3 wishes. And that's how we allowed the Muslims to infiltrate the children of America through the cartoon to learn about Aladdin and the jinn or the genie. So now we know that the source of the genie is the teaching of Islam. But once again, Christians and Jews do not believe in the jinn. Therefore, we do not believe in the same story of creation. And now we know for sure that God is not Allah at all. Now let's continue with our study to learn more about creation as it is written in the Quran and the Hadith.
There are over 200 verses in the Quran where Muhammad spoke of Allah and creation. There are also some hadith written by Muslim scholars in which Muhammad was said to have given more details than all that was written in the Quran concerning creation.
Exactly. You see, there are 200 verses in the Quran, and if you read them, literally it is repeated words, not too much information. Allah who created the heaven and earth, Allah who created the heaven and earth, Allah who created the heaven and earth. But besides that, we do not know too much about the creation of the heavens and the earth. As we will see in our study, we will be quoting for you some of these verses. And we encourage you, as always, to go back to the Quran and read all that which is written about creation. But more important than what is written in the Quran about the creation, it is the teachings of Muhammad where we see more details about the creation. And that is where we find out that Allah and Muhammad do not have a clue what they're talking about. The creation of the Quran, as it is explained by Muhammad's own word in the Hadith, will prove to each and every one of us that the creation of Islam has nothing to do with the creation of the Bible. And that is what we will be doing here. We will expose the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith to learn the truth about creation and science according to Islam. Now we ask the question about the order of the creation. What was created first? Now we're going to go in details to know if the creation of Islam is the same as we read about the creation in the Christian Jewish faith, in the Bible. Simply by asking the question, what was created first?
Muslim scholars disagree. For example, Ibn Jarir and Ibn al-Jawzi and others stated that Allah created the pen before He created all these things. Muhammad also stated that Allah wrote down the measurements for creatures before He created the heavens and the earth 50,000 years later. That is why Allah created the pen before actual creation.
I love it how, as you may read in my new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, the statement, Muslim scholars disagree, or Muslim interpreters disagree. This is the norm in Islam. There is always disagreement among the Muslim scholars or among the interpreters to answer almost every question we bring about Islam. The question I asked was very simple. What was created first? If there are some Muslim scholars out there, they should give us the answer by telling us Allah created blah blah on the first day, blah blah on the second day, blah blah on the third day, and that's how creation came to exist. But that's not how Muslim scholars come up with the answer. They actually disagree. And I do not have the time here to cover all the disagreement among Muslim scholars, but I will just share with you what Ibn Jarir said. who stated that Allah created the pen first. And as we will be seeing from the Quran, that the pen is a very serious matter, to the point that Allah himself swear by that pen. So the story about the creation of the pen did not come from empty air, but actually came from the Quran. And Muhammad assured us in the hadith that that is true. Before Allah creates the universe, Allah wrote down the measurements of the creations. And that actually took place 50,000 years before Allah created anything.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus, and many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Imagine with me, if you're going to fix a cake, some fancy cake, and you have the recipe for the cake. Can you imagine if you start working on that cake and halfway you do not know what else you're going to add to your cake, so you get confused. You have to call grandma or somebody from the family, and then you ask them, what else should I add to what I have done so far? And most likely, grandma or whomever you call will laugh at you. They will tell you, couldn't you figure out the recipe before you start fixing the cake? What happened if you call those people whom you want to help you to fix your cake and they're out of town? Now, what you're going to do with all the eggs and the flour and the stuff you mix together? You're going to wait for a week or two until they come back from their traveling so that you can finish your cake? It's very important to have a recipe. And without recipe, your cake will not come out right. You need to know exactly what else you're going to add in the ingredients, that is including the temperature of the oven and how long you should cook it in the oven, that is including when you will add the icing to it. You need to know all the details about the making of the cake before you make the cake. That is exactly what Allah did. So Allah wrote down everything He needs, all the measurement of everything He's going to fix in the creation of the universe. That is why Allah created the pen first, to make the recipe of the creation. What if Allah forgot some of the things He's going to create? That is when Allah goes back to His note, to His recipe, to know exactly the size and the measurement and whatever material Allah will be using to create the universe. So Allah created the pen, and this, as Muhammad stated, took place 50,000 years before the creation. But here we ask the question, what was this pen made of? You may think it's made out of wood and brass and ink, like what we have seen maybe in the early 20s, or I don't know, I'm just giving you a number here. Well, but then you need a tree so you can make up the wood. You need some brass to make up the tip of the pen, and Allah needs some ink. But wait a minute, there was no tree to make the pen. There was not brass to make the tip of the pen. I mean, what kind of pen is it? Maybe you think Allah created the pen out of a feather, like in the older days. You get one of the feathers and then you use the stem to put it in the ink so you can write down. But wait a minute, we need the bird. Because how are you going to get feather from a bird if you don't have a bird? And the bird was created 50,000 years later. So Houston, we have a problem. We need to know what kind of pen is this, and what was the shape and the size of this pen. But That's a question we leave to our Muslim friends to ponder. Now let's move on with our study. Because now we got a pen, we need a piece of paper. Don't you think Allah needs a paper to write the recipe for the creation of the universe? Don't worry, Muslim scholars have the answer. And here is the material which Allah used to write all the recipes on. And this piece of paper is actually called the guarded board. So listen to the description of the guarded board.
The size of this guarded board, according to Ibn Kathir, its length is like the distance between the heaven and earth, and its width like the distance between the east and the west. All that Allah created is upon the guarded board.
And you may think, wow, that is quite a huge guarded board. And that is true. It is so big, especially when you know the distance between the heaven and the earth and the distance between the east and the west. As we will continue in our study for the creation and science of Islam. But now we ask another very important question. We got the pen, we got the board, where is the ink? Hello? If Allah is going to write something down, He have to use some ink. I mean, we know that the creation of the universe came 50,000 years later. That means the ink was not created yet. But don't worry, Muslim scholars will find an answer for that question. So now let us talk about the creation of the throne of Allah. For Allah in the Quran stated that He sat on His throne. Therefore, He must have created the throne. And we ask few questions. First, when did Allah create His throne? Was the throne created before or after Allah created the pen? Because if it was created before Allah created the pen, then how did Allah know the measurement of that throne? How wide? How high? How deep? What the throne was made of? Was it made out of wood or gold? Was it made out of plastic or aluminum? I mean, there's so much information we need to know about the throne of Allah, which Allah Himself needed to know about His throne so He can create His throne right. Another question we must ask. If the creation of the throne was before or after the pen, where was Allah sitting before He created His throne? Was He standing up all the time until He come up with the measurement of the size and the width, the height, the material which He used to create His throne? And then add to that, who carried the throne of Allah? Did Allah create those who carry the throne before or after He created the throne? There are so many questions. If we really use in our imagination to answer all these questions, this will lead us to become an atheist. We will not believe in the existence of this Allah at all. But that is the problem with Islam. And that's why Allah taught the Muslims in Quran chapter 5 verse 101 never to ask any questions. For if they ask questions, they will end become infidels. But I'm not making this up. Listen carefully to the word of Allah. I'd like to share with you few of the verses of the Quran which talks about the throne of Allah. Here, for example, in Quran chapter 27, verse 26, we read,
Allah, there is no God but Him, the Lord of the great throne.
So now we know that Allah has a throne. And this throne is not just like any throne, but it is actually a great throne. Do you want to know how great is this throne? Listen carefully to what Allah said in Quran chapter 69, verse 17.
And the angels will be on its sides, and eight will carry the throne of the Lord above them on that day.
It is a large throne that it requires literally eight angels to carry the throne of Allah. Now we go back to the early question which I asked you. If the requirement for this throne to be carried is the need for eight angels, did Allah create the angels before or after He created His throne? And if it is before, now we ask the question, was that before the creation of the pen and the guarded board or after the creation of the pen and the guarded board? And if the angels were created after the creation of the throne, that means the throne was hanging up there in the air without somebody to carry it. And if the angels and the throne were created before the pen, that means the pen was not the first thing which Allah created. So now we know that we have a problem. Contradiction above contradiction all over the introduction of our study about the creation. And the more you know about the creation of Islam, the more you will know about all these contradictions, which is all over the Quran and the Hadith and Muslim scholars' interpretation. Now we ask the question, how big is Allah and how big is the throne of Allah? We know from the reading of the Quran that the throne of Allah is a great throne and Allah sits on his throne. And we also know that there are 8 angels who carry the throne of Allah. Now, how big is the throne of Allah? I mean, is Allah is a limited God with a specific size? Or maybe the throne of Allah is so huge that we can always imagine that Allah, who is so big, sit on his great throne, and that there is no problem for Allah, who is big, to sit on his great throne because the throne is so huge and Allah can sit comfortably in his throne. This is the questions we will be discussing in the next broadcast. Because believe it or not, the more you know about the great throne of Allah, the more you will know that Allah is great. Even though we do not know the dimensions of the throne of Allah, but we got enough information to know about the size of these angels who carry the throne of Allah. And from knowing the size of the angels, now we know for sure that Allah's throne is great. And this also will help us to know about the size of Allah himself. And to continue with our study of the creation and science of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.